Hey everyone, for this episode on Rebuilds, we brought in two fantastic guests to share their experience with Rebuilds. So this will be part one of episode 10 and part two will come out with the next episode. Enjoy the show. First episode.
You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to episode 10 of CORE Rebuilds. If someone asked you, what is a machine rebuild? You'd probably answer, well, it's when they rebuild the machine. So today we're going to peel back the layers to understand the complexity behind rebuilds and their importance to our business. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome our first guest to the podcast, Thomas Mitchell. Thomas, tell the people who you are.
Hello, thank you for having me, Thomas Mitchell. I've been at Holt for almost 8 years. July will be my 8-year anniversary. I actually started out as a utility here and then was a technician in the shop, became a lead tech, and then almost 3 years ago became the shop supervisor.
Okay, so let's get straight to the point. Thomas, what is a rebuild according to CAT?
So that's kind of a tricky one to explain. A rebuild to CAT is technically any component on a machine. So that could be an engine, a final drive, a cylinder, so on and so forth. A lot of times when we say rebuild, people think of, you know, a whole machine getting rebuilt. But to CAT, technically, a rebuild is any major component on a machine that is rebuilt, whether it's to a dealer standard or a CAT standard.
Awesome. Okay, so I know there's a few classifications of rebuilds. Can you kind of lay those out for us?
Yeah, so we do like dealer rebuilds, and then we do CAT certified rebuilds. We have dealer powertrain plus hydraulics, just doing dealer powertrains, and then certified component rebuilds, which is pretty much everything that the spec shop does.
Got it. So what's the difference between like a dealer certified rebuild and a CAT certified rebuild?
Not really a whole lot. The CAT certified rebuilds require a bunch of updates, basically the improvements that they've made over the years on the machines. CAT has a website that you go on, you type your serial number in, and then it shows you a list of all the required updates for it to be a CAT certified. And then on SysWeb, there's a CCR tab for the component for all the parts. So when we do the dealer rebuilds, it's basically doing a rebearing reseal on a component, and then any hard parts that don't meet reusability guidelines versus the CAT certified, which is you have to do every single part that they say.
So what is your role in rebuilds?
For the most part, I'm involved in the quoting. And then once it's approved by the customer, then obviously, I manage the job. I communicate with all the other supervisors that are involved, whether it be spec shop or weld shop, set up transport 99% of the time for the machines to go from the customer site to here and back. If it's a waste handling machine that we're doing, I schedule either with the product support rep or I'll do it myself with the fire suppression company. Make sure the techs are, you know, doing what they need to do, have the tools they need to do, mid-job quotes, ordering parts on occasion. Sometimes we have the opportunity to pre-plan the rebuilds so we can use the CPRO program through the parts department. So myself and the product support rep and the parts manager all work together and try and get the parts here early. Mm-hmm. That way we can have everything when the machine gets here.
So really big cooperation between a few different departments.
Yeah. It's a lot of communication, a lot of teamwork goes in to make them happen.
So the individuals that are working on these rebuilds, is there like a dedicated team for each individual rebuild? Is that their full responsibility, like while it's here?
Yeah, for the most part. When it comes in, you know, we have either our lead or our foreman will do an inspection on the machine. So we kind of assess the situation of how it gets here. And then I'll dispatch it to one of my techs and assign a lead to it for, you know, any questions, if they need help, stuff like that. And I have about 6 guys on my side of the shop that are doing rebuilds throughout the year whenever they come in. As far as the spec shop, the weld shop, and the machine shop, pretty much everybody kind of works on them. Depends on who's available and, you know, what the components are.
What kind of rebuilds do we work on the most?
I would say the most popular is dealer powertrain and dealer powertrain plus hydraulics. We've done a couple of CAT certified, but we also do the CAT certified components in the spec shop quite often. But we do a lot of D8s, D9s, compactors. A lot of waste handling stuff is what we get. We've had a few earth moving machines, a couple 988s, 972.
Can a customer come from out of territory to do a rebuild with us?
Yeah, they're allowed to do that. I think like the larger companies that have multiple territories, multiple dealers, they kind of shuffle the machines around to make it happen. Service a lot of landfills, transfer stations, so those are very popular and they get a lot of hours on them. So
Got it. How many rebuilds have we completed?
as far as rebuilding components, I mean, we've done thousands of those in the last decade, as far as like full machine, I think we're somewhere around 10 or 11. We've got one in progress right now, and we just finished today a dealer powertrain. So
Awesome. How many have we completed this year?
The one that we finished today, and then we also did a certified component, a DE9 engine.
Can the shops have multiple rebuilds going on at one time?
Yeah, we did four last year at once, which was
Sounds chaotic.
it was hectic. It was a fun challenge. It definitely took a lot of communication to get it to work, but we were able to make it happen. We had one machine that was about halfway through the process, and then three other machines rolled in. So it was a lot of work in certain time period, that's for sure.
So did you manage all four of those rebuilds
Yeah.
at the same time?
Yep.
Exciting. Okay, so you had your rebuild team obviously was spread very thin. How did you in your role navigate that?
It was tough. We pulled our shop foreman and kind of put him more in a lead role. And then we took my lead mechanic and actually dispatched him his own rebuild. And then, had a couple other guys working on the other rebuilds. And then the tough part about having so many of them at once is supporting the rest of the customer base because, we don't have all the technicians and all the shop space in the world. So you have to plan for basically four bays being tied up for, roughly around 5 months for that level of a rebuild, plus the technicians, plus the load that goes into the other shops. So you really have to try and figure out how you can still take care of other customers and still get the rebuilds done. I've been doing the job for almost 3 years now, so I've got a pretty good relationship with most of the customers that are reoccurring. So they understand when we get busy. It's the industry and they understand that, but they still need their tractors back because when they're down, it's costing them money and they have to come up with other solutions, which would be like a rental or just not have the machine.
So, do we provide those solutions for them? Do we say, hey, like, we're not going to be able to get to this. Here's your options. Do you have a role in that?
I do not. I was talking to our rental fleet manager about it, and he's kind of toying around the idea of what we could do there.
Okay, so walk me through what a customer could do to rebuild a machine. So let's talk about a dealer powertrain rebuild, because that's what you said we just completed today. Super exciting.
So this specific one, was a little different. It was more of a reactive rebuild because they had an engine failure that was kind of not expected, and the machine had a lot of hours on it. They definitely got their life out of it, but they brought the machine in and then it just kind of progressed from there. The product support rep did a very good job of communicating with the customer, like, hey, here's some other things that we're seeing. Maybe while it's down right now is a good time to take care of that. And then usually three or four of the customers will come in, whether they're different levels in the company, they'll come in and meet with us. And, we had the tractor all torn apart and we had different quote options that the product support rep did that they ended up saying, yeah, we agree, let's do that. So it turned into a full dealer powertrain plus an undercarriage.
That's exciting. How does Holt handle rebuilds? So, walk me through the process from talking with the customer about their options to carrying out the actual rebuild.
So I'm not super involved with the options per se of the rebuild. The product support team does a really good job. They will look at, what's the customer's needs, what's the application in the machine, repair history, and they'll pull all of that into effect and then kind of lay a quote out and say, well, here's what we think the best option is.
I don't know if you can answer this, but what are some challenges that maybe our product support team faces when talking to customers about rebuilding versus buying new?
So there's a few things that kind of go into play there. Availability of machines, it has gotten better, but a lot of the customers entertain doing a second or third life on their machine because they can't get a new one for so long. So the timing kind of plays a big role there. But also another challenge is they're living without that machine for, anywhere from 4 to 6 months, depending on what it needs. There's a lot of unknowns when you get into a rebuild. We can't see inside the components, so we can get into something and have a out of the ordinary failure that can take a while to get parts, as we weren't able to be proactive and order those parts because it's out of the normal.
So, customer has decided to rebuild a machine. What is the process once it gets to your team?
So once it gets to my team, there's kind of two different avenues. One would be the pre-planned job that we've already CPRO'd all the parts. We've allotted a time slot for that machine to be here and be worked on. We meet with the product support rep, usually all the supervisors, the main mechanic that's going to be on the job, and then either the foreman or the lead of the shops. And we'll get together and we'll go through kind of segment by segment and, answer any questions that they may have, review anything out of the ordinary. If we're doing a CAT certified, like I talked about earlier, those updates that are required, we make sure that that's all clear so that it gets done. And then once they start working on the machine, the supervisors meet weekly. So we kind of, get our updates then. Heavy communication with the product support team and the customer for any unknowns that pop up when we're taking it apart. We try and be as proactive as possible for when we do the mid job quote. And then once the mid job quote gets approved, we start putting a tractor back together. Most of the time, we paint the machine. Some customers don't want us to, but we still will paint the components just for kind of a coverage thing. And we like them to look brand new when we put them back in. So and then once the tech's finished with it, we do about a week's worth of testing and adjusting on it. We have a lot of pressures. We have to do calibrations, and then we leak check the machine, do quality control inspection, and then we put panels on it and transport it back to the customer.
Seems like you got it down.
Yeah, we've done a few of them.
So I've heard of the top 14. Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, the top 14 is kind of a like a worldwide look from Caterpillar. They provide a list of, 14 machines that have the most opportunity for rebuilds. They kind of, go into the cost effectiveness of the specific machine. But realistically, in our territory, we could only see 60, maybe 75% of the machines that are on that list because it's a worldwide, they're using 777s and stuff like that in the mines. We don't see that in the GCI industry here. So,
Okay, so Thomas, personal question. What got you interested in working on and managing rebuilds?
the first one that actually came in was Quentin out in the shop. It was a fellow coworker at another dealership of his that is now working for one of our customers. And he was interested, he's multiple locations, multiple dealers do it. And he had never had Holt do one. So he got us set up with the customer, met the guy, we kicked it off. He said, "Hey, I want to give you an opportunity." We quoted the machine. We ended up getting the job. He brought it in, and it was really fun the first time to see the transformation. I mean, we've done tons of component replacement, rebuilds, whatever in the shop, but that scale of take it down to the frame, paint it, make the tractor look brand new and give it a second life, it was awesome to see that. The pride that goes into everybody's work when they're doing it. It was pretty smooth for the first one. We had our little learning curves, but that ended up rolling into quite a few other machines. I think we've done four or five machines for that customer since then. Hearing the feedback from the customer of how great it looked when it was done, it was awesome.